This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
You're sound checking shit.
Check this shit.
Check this
shit.
Check. Paging Dr. Faggot.
Dr. 10.
Mic check.
Yeah. Oh man, that's crazy.
I know, that was the last time I'm trusting anybody in an orgy. I mean,
anyway. Heard that.
Man, ever since that you said something about a tick,
yeah,
you know that feeling that you
had
you
the
get?
Itch? Yeah.
I'm itching all over.
We probably got 16 of them out.
You're having withdrawals from your crack.
12. I'm going to say at least 12 ticks.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Like my feet are just
one's
ate
right
up with that feeling.
One's right.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. And, hey, we're back. It's been a month.
Yeah, right ahead.
Big John.
What up?
Webb.
What up, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
I spent more money on one robe than you spent in 5 years. Woo! Ric Flair.
Nature Boy.
Woo!
I bet y'all are really going to enjoy that.
I did better than a guy in Honor Crawl.
Those speakers real nice.
Worst casting ever.
Woo.
Iron Claw's Ric Flair. What's with that guy? Ric Flair would be the easiest role.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're coming out the gate.
You seem like you would make a pretty good Ric Flair.
I bet I'd make better than him. I'm not an actor.
For real.
Put the hair on your put your beard.
Limousine riding! Jet flying! Kiss stealing! Son of a gun! And I'm having a hard time keeping these gators down! Woo!
Gator don't take
wow.
No shit.
That, now that I go back, there was a viral reel of like a kid like amping up his little baseball team.
Yeah.
And that was his closing line. Just what you said.
And he was up.
Jet,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Reminds you
Shout
of that
out.
Little kid in Hulk Hogan's little shop in Florida. I want you, Hogan. You ever seen that?
I don't think I have.
What? Little kid's like 5 talking trash like they got a SummerSlam match coming up. And he's just going along with it. What you gonna do, little boy? What you gonna do?
Oh, that's great, dude.
Wild on you.
I like talking that kind of trash to little kids. It is funny because they'll take it so serious.
Yeah. Be like, keep coming up on me, I'm going to push you on the ground. No, you won't. Yeah, I will.
Quit hitting yourself.
Yeah.
Quit hitting yourself.
Quit hitting yourself.
Dude, you are about to get tied up if you don't stop. And it's like,
what the? Tied up?
Tied up? You're not going to tie me up.
Oh, man. I wanted to share a couple stories with y'all, something that happened over the course of this week in two different towns. Y'all familiar with The Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah, the show that went far too long.
Vaguely.
And had too many.
First 30 seasons were good.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we are. Well, this happened later. A cat named Negan.
Negan.
Known for his weapon of choice.
Oh, yeah. He was like the guy that came in and tried to take over, right?
He's the dad from Supernatural.
Yeah. So, baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. So I'm just driving in my work truck, typical day at work. I see that. I see it walking. I see the guy walking down the street, and I was like, "This is interesting." I don't know if he's like leaving what he has done, or if he's headed to where he's going. And I was like, either scenario, I want to get away from this.
Yeah, it's not a place you want to be a part of.
No.
It's not the newsreel you want to be talking about.
The story doesn't quit there. A buddy of mine who was working the force that day happened to be the guy that would pick him up. And he said that he was banging that bat on the West Side Market door. It's like a, you know, like a convenience store, like a glass door. And he was just scaring the hell out of naturally everybody there.
Anybody that was around.
He couldn't break the door. I feel like he'd give me a baseball
bat. I feel like I don't know. Like maybe he had beef with the cashier. I don't know what his backstory is. I don't like.
Maybe his car declined.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, and so my buddy had to pick him up later, and he said he tore the back of that cop car all the way up, dude, just tripping balls.
I have tripped a lot, and I don't know that I've ever tripped that hard.
So, I mean, have y'all witnessed anything crazy in the wild lately with just human behavior?
Mm-hmm. You probably just want to play some barbed wire baseball. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem to be the way. Also, I'll tell you this real quick. Legolas, I was headed over.
Who's Legolas?
Lord of the Rings. Oh. He was Orlando Bloom, the bow guy. I'm over by the country club in town. And, dude, this guy is taking one step forward, three to the right, two to the left, four back. So I'm headed over to my buddy's house. I get over there.
Square dancing.
Yeah, Macarena.
And I was like, if y'all want to see something cool, there's probably a good chance he's still standing in the same spot. Dude, because I was like, there's no way that he's getting any kind of movement. And, man, he had a bow stringed up, thrown over one shoulder, quiver on the other, and just could not walk straight to save his life. And I was like, this is becoming a thing that I've seen it twice in a week in two different places.
Maybe he's going to battle Negan.
He may have. They could have been on the other side.
May have been Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yep.
And got a little too heavy in the mead.
May have been.
Yeah.
But what a time to be alive.
If you don't pay no tolls, we don't get no rolls.
That's what I've heard. Don't get no rolls. And we likes rolls.
That's right.
That's right.
Cobb, what you got cooking over there?
He's a gangster.
I guess
he just needs a cigarette.
Yeah. We'll start out with Webb's big news he sent in the group. 2024, the second guy I've seen set himself on fire. I don't think this dude, it didn't go the way he planned. I think he was like, instead of shooting myself in the head, instantly die, and I'll just set myself on fire and instantly die. No, homie, you did it wrong.
No, you don't instantly die if you set yourself on fire.
I don't think he knew that.
He probably didn't. He was like, all right.
They took my good video away. I had a good one, man. A dude that was recording, it's like, police, the guy's trying to set himself on fire. Police, police. He's sitting there. Then... You know.
Then he said,
whatever they have in that jar, I don't think it's gasoline or lighter fluid.
It looks like kerosene.
It's like
something nuts, dude, because they self-immolate.
You know when you're set on fire so bad it's like making a roaring noise?
Yeah.
Oh, that's roaring like a pig would do in the ground?
No, the fire.
Oh, the fire.
Yeah, the fire was roaring. He was screaming, too. But you know.
Yeah.
Fire! I mean, just...
Like, what did he think was going to be the outcome then, I wonder?
There ain't been one, you know?
Obviously he knew he was going to die, but like, what was he trying to prove?
I don't know what he was... He said he's starting a revolution. fucking revolution.
If his revolution party sets themselves on fire, they're not going to get very far.
No. He was like, a guy set himself on fire for Trump. I'm like... This guy is neither. He thinks Trump and like Clinton's are in cahoots together. I don't know what this dude's nuts. He was a Bernie bro one time. Get it, Bernie?
Really was Bernie for sure. But yeah, I don't know if I could love or hate anybody enough to set myself on fire.
Dude, how'd that work out for you?
That person, if he set himself on fire for Trump, let's say. Trump doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Does not give a shit.
They probably don't know.
It's not going to move the needle.
No, it's not going to sway anybody's opinion.
I don't know what his purpose. I'm going to start a revolution. No, you just started.
That man Burns got a point over there.
On himself. That's all he did.
He lived like.
We should all set fires to ourselves.
Let's just do this.
Yeah.
I'm not setting fire.
I mean, you know what they say.
That shit doesn't look cool. He was still alive on a stretcher, all gray, charred, nose done melted where it looks like a fucking triangle. His ears ain't nothing but a lump and a hole. He's gray. He's in pain because his arms are like this, all tensed up.
He would melt it.
Yeah.
Well done.
And guess what? You got about 12, 13 more hours of this suffering before you die.
They say human tastes like pork.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
It was too well done.
All the shit we eat, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That dude is.
Yeah.
He took like three steps forward. on fire, looking like a stunt man. Then goes to his knees. But then goes to his back, and he's doing his legs like that. Oh, he's in pain, no. Dude.
So he was just kicking.
It was rough. Yeah. It really was. I was like, wow. Okay, to watch that.
I had like four videos of different angles, but they took my best one away.
Let me ask you this. Is like, what do you think that like self-emulation goes back to? Do you think that like the... do you think they watch... or heard too much like hippie news about the self-emulator that was supposedly responsible for ending the Vietnam War?
The monks? Is that them?
Yeah.
Those dudes were pretty boss. They were setting
Crisscross episodes.
Do you think that's where the inspiration is? I'm just trying to put myself... like, how do you land on self-emulation? Do you see what I'm saying? Because, like, that's the biggest success story of self-emulation. Like, it was like, you've heard the shot heard around the world. This was self-emulation around the world. It, like, ended a war. Like, the dude, like, that was, everybody was like, oh, crap, dude. That guy set himself on fire to, like, because he hated the war this bad. Do you think they're, like, trying, do they think they're going to get the same response?
I think this has the biggest, like, what the fuck? instead of just shooting yourself, it's like, oh, my God, the dude's on fire walking.
Yeah.
It's the biggest impact.
Pretty that wild. Would send a big message. Yeah.
But.
It wouldn't have been a message enough. For what? I don't know.
A bunch of people don't even know what happened. But dude, you didn't even...
Yeah, have no clue.
People ain't talked about
it. No clue. He just set himself on fire. That's all it was. And again, this is the first time I've heard about it since it happened.
Since it happened, yeah.
You know, it's not like...
Well, we're kind of helping.
Yeah, I thought this happened 2 weeks ago. I thought by now it'd be out.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about. It's probably been talked about the time we get here.
I hadn't heard anything. No, nothing else. I saw it like 15 minutes after it happened. And I was like, what the fuck's happening here?
He died. Like, okay. You know that video of him in his car singing, start a fucking revolution. Somebody took Snapchat filter and he's like, come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
The doors, everybody. Yeah.
Well, you know what they say, you know, teach a man to build a fire and keep him warm for hours. Set a man on fire and keep him warm for the rest of his life.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! This has become a roast.
Sorry.
That was good.
Yeah.
You shouldn't make fun of the dead. He chose that.
Yeah. If you choose death, we can make fun of you.
Yeah.
So you can make
like
fun
it was
of,
an accident.
You can make fun of suicide then with that logic.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean,
or make fun of the people that do it anyway.
You know people should be hanging around snowbiz.
That dude got
right.
Yeah. I wonder what.
That was one for the books right there.
MK tortured him to be that way.
Yeah. What happens?
Yeah.
Well,
they're real picky with that shit.
Yeah.
Did I see Joker 2 trailer? Got a bunch of movie news.
Yeah,
Joker 2. You ready for
I'm
that?
I'm not super excited about it, but I think it's going to be
good. You ain't a big musical fan?
I think it's going to be good.
You say it's going to be a musical?
It's got Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn.
Oh, God, yeah, they're going to sing at each other.
They are. That's been that's the
trailer. I hope it ain't too much, like the whole movie. I hope it's just like
it's going to be the whole fucking thing, man. You know how they're going to do it.
It's got like one of the coolest little camera shots, though. It's like, you know, prison visit with the phone. You got the glass.
Oh yeah, with the.
She's like, show me the real you, and draws a little lipstick like smiley face, and he's like,
gets it behind it,
gets it where it's like it's matches cool. up. Yeah, pretty dope shot, man.
Cool.
Every freaking Disney character is up for horror grabs, I guess.
Who's next? About Dune 2?
Who's next?
It's Bambi. I seen Little Mermaid.
Bambi's up for a horror run.
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Mickey Mouse is going to be a heart.
Hey, Mickey Mouse is kind of scary. Think about it.
I mean,
big ass mouse like Master Splinter.
Did it start with Winnie the Pooh? Is that what the beginning of it? One day.
Yeah.
And they're making a sequel to it.
Have y'all watched the horror Pooh?
I did not.
I haven't.
It's not good.
I was
the trailer of it. Like,
I was afraid it was going to
looking
be
at the cosmetics of like the
I
costumes.
I thought you watched it, Al.
No, I watched those trailers.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said it was pretty good.
Mm. I enjoyed the concept.
I watched the...
it's like Tire.
Well, my dude...
Just rolled around killing
people. The Grinch one, that's what I watched.
That's called Rubber. You talking about Rubber?
Yeah, talking about
Is
Rubber.
Is that a Stephen King?
No, dude, it's just freaking Tire that rolls around killing people.
No, like the wildest concept movie was that COVID pandemic horror that... put your mask on.
Oh,
golly.
Dash cam. Dash cam.
Oh, dash
that movie
cam.
Went hard, dude. But no, like.
That movie's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, was it Blood and Honey, Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
There's
Blood
plenty
and Honey
of,
2, Winnie the Pooh.
There's plenty of clips, like, on YouTube or anywhere online where you can get a feel for that. It didn't look like it was going to be. Costumes was too cheap for something like that. If you're going to go, you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, how many people are making, you know, scary Winnie the Pooh costumes? That's probably a one-off. Or, you know, they just made enough for the shitty movie.
Yeah.
We saw a not-so-shitty movie.
Yeah. Abigail, my movie of the year so far.
Pretty fucking good.
Pretty early.
I'll give it...
I said so far, dude.
Terrifier 3's coming.
It's going to be hard beating Abigail. Abigail's a well-rounded, good movie.
I'm going to give it a 6.8 out of 7.
What is this? Rotten cookies instead of rotten tomatoes?
I've never heard the scale go to 7.
Yeah, you just never know sometimes.
You're going to give it a 6.8? You got to pick those numbers up.
Out of 7?
Out of 7.
See, y'all are saying it's out of 7.
Oh.
Out of 7. You got another scale, man.
Practically.
Yeah, that's almost like Oscar.
I'm gonna start being a little bit more picky with my ratings to try to get in that Dave Portnoy one bite, everybody knows rules.
One bite, everybody knows rules.
You know, a fucking 8 is gooey. A 9 is unheard of. 10's unheard of. But I'm gonna give this like a 7.7 out of 10.
Okay,
that's Abigail. Right.
Yeah,
give a little bit about the plot. What is Abigail?
It's random people put together to have a heist of kidnapping the rich guy's daughter and taking her back to this house. They don't know about
hostile stuff.
No, they take her back to the house. The freaking walls start coming down. It closes up windows and doors. Lockdown.
Everything.
It was a setup. The little girl's a vampire, and it's just feeding time.
Ballerina vampire,
and this little girl.
Oh my god. Yeah, she
knocks it out of the park and
acting. She's gonna go far in life. If they
was
as an actress,
Scream Awards? You remember them?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, I would put her up there as best actress.
So would this be
horror.
The
yeah,
same kind of controversy like would have been with like First Exorcist with like the little girl that played
Linda Blair? You talking
Reagan?
Reagan.
The Reagan. Chick that was possessed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And they said, you know, even the crew, they said it was, like, hard for them not to crack up because she was just chilling.
Yeah.
And then she, like, lives camera action is like,
your mom sucked. Your mom sucked, dad.
Yeah.
He said it was like, was it that kind of role for that chick?
It wasn't that hardcore, dude. It's just a fun little vampire movie.
She was just really good at,
playing
all, like, everything.
Don't know she's a vampire yet. She's playing little sweet, innocent girl. Please let me go. Then, you know, she reveals herself. She, like, I like to play with my food.
Yeah. then she acted like she'd been on this fucking earth for 200 years. You know, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Which was like, hell yeah.
And like coming at you doing little ballerina moves.
Yeah. And it's got old Angus Cloud.
Yeah.
Angus
Cloud's last piece of work.
Dude from Euphoria.
Looks like Mac Miller.
Like Mac Miller.
If they made a Mac Miller movie,
he would have been the role.
It would have been perfect. It's almost a shame, like, dude, come on, just live long enough and make this Mac Miller movie, dude.
Yeah, because he was...
He was about to blow up because he's the comedy in this movie.
Yeah, it was good.
And
it's worth a watch.
It's got girl from Lisa Frankenstein with the big eyes and Paranormal Activity 4?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, the Xbox one. Yeah.
Pulling that one out of the deep.
Yeah. That was like one of the first things I saw her in.
No. Yeah.
It was in that. And
up and comer.
And it's got the...
It's like a batch of young actors and actresses, like...
Chick from the last Scream movie.
Okay.
Well, it was
Jimmy
Ortega
or whatever.
Well, it was a dude that made Scream. That did this movie, too, so...
Yeah, he made Ready or Not, so... Well, it's two of them.
It's Ready or Not and Abigail pretty much in the same... They're in the same space.
Yeah,
they're like on the same. Yeah, they're like on the same plane. They really are.
Same universe.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
It's but crazy. Instead of black people, it's vampire.
No. I don't know.
Maybe. Hey, speaking of like your hat, Savannah Bananas, supposedly, I think it's the spookiest place. No, Salem is number one.
Salem, yeah.
Savannah would be number two. Would you ever? Would y'all ever go kick it down in Savannah? You've been down there in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
That's a long ass drive.
It's like New Orleans of Georgia.
Yes, the New Orleans of Georgia, really.
It's an old place, got a lot of history.
I'd be straight with that.
Dude, I thought it would be like more classy, richy, preppy.
Probably type parts place. Are, I'm sure.
No, that motherfucker parties, son.
No, they party.
He's like, is weed legal here? You might as well say it is.
Yeah.
They get them little, what do you call them? Squares. Little park benches, you know, foils.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of those. That's where Forrest Gump fucking waiting on the bus. Yep. I had my picture taken there. Yep. Dude, I like your shoes. Yeah.
I bet those are comfortable
shoes.
Yeah, all those little squares, man, fuckers are partying. Weed up in the air. You just smoke it? Just smoke it. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Well, saying, it's about like Bunnery. What are you going to do with 80,000 people?
Other than Mississippi, it's kind of like that.
Yeah. I didn't know they had a serial killer museum when I was there.
Oh, we got to go.
I know.
Book that trip. Let's do
it. I didn't really go for a vacation. I went for a wedding, so it was like 2 days.
Ah, so you had to bunch it all in and then go to a fucking bullshit wedding.
Yeah. I liked it, though, man. It's a sweet little town.
Yeah, Savannah's cool, man.
Yeah. It's just like 9 hours to get there.
Yeah, it's a long fucking drive.
I would, I've never been. I always wanted to go. You could fly.
Yeah.
What was that? Fly, I mean, this is practically like, what, Kissing Florida?
There's a lot of films filmed there, man.
Yeah, there's beautiful a lot place, of right? films. Filmed
Charleston, South Carolina is another one. Mossy Trees.
Yeah.
Also, like, ain't the Forrest Gump House, ain't that in Charleston?
I thought he said that was in Louisiana. I don't know.
Is it New Orleans?
No, it's going to be somewhere out in the country.
It's in Greenbow, Alabama.
Yeah.
That place doesn't exist.
Look it up on your map. It don't exist.
It was the same same house from Skeleton Key, too. You remember that?
That was
that's
in Houma.
Is true.
That's in Houma, Louisiana.
That's a forgettable
movie. That's where
my
mother's from.
There you go. There it is.
Skeleton Key was
Yeah, there's a lot of movies filmed in. Big Fish is in Savannah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Putter. Peanut Butter Falcon. Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh.
Have you seen that yet?
I haven't watched it.
Dude.
That movie goes hard.
That was the best movie that year. Sweetest darn movie you ever seen.
Shia LaBeouf and a guy with Down syndrome.
Yellow Wolf. Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf's in it?
Yellow Wolf's
was he
in
the
it.
Down syndrome guy?
Like, a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
I figured Yellow Wolf would be the guy with Down syndrome.
No, he's a real guy. Yeah. The dude was just like somebody the creators met at like a fundraiser or something. He's like, I want to be in a movie. He's like, all right.
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Let us write this movie called Peanut Butter Falcon. You can be in.
All right.
You want to be the Peanut Butter Falcon? That is a good.
I like
good.
Peanut butter.
Good, great plug, dude. That's a very wholesome movie.
You know, that was our movie of the year that year it came out, 2019.
Shout out to doing that. I guess we still kind of do.
Yeah, movie of the years.
We can make another one. We haven't done one again this year.
But. Oh, dude, I was thinking last night we need to do best soundtrack. We need to get that set up.
We can do that.
I was listening to the Crow soundtrack yesterday.
Crow soundtrack's balling.
Yep.
It is balling.
Yep.
Oh. All of Rob Zombie's movies have a great soundtrack.
Let's talk about a movie that's cursed. Is there a movie that's more cursed than The Crow?
Talking about The Exorcist?
Probably like Three Men and a Baby.
No, it's just got a ghost in it.
Yeah, it's just got a ghost in it.
No, I'm talking about like real world, like trying to redo it. Trying to, like, because what they're working on trying to do it again now, right? They're filming it.
What?
A remake of The Crow.
Oh, they done it.
Yeah,
it's already done.
They delayed.
I'm mad about that.
It was going to come out in June, I think. They done delayed that back to like August or something.
There's a biopic.
It's cursed.
About maybe they take his tattoos off.
The Grateful Dead supposedly coming out.
Jonah Lee.
With
Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill.
Playing Jerry.
Yeah.
You talk about soundtracks and everything. I stood in line for an hour and a half on Record Store Days.
What Record Store did you go to?
Scooters. I should have known better. An hour and a half and got there and everything. What I wanted wasn't even there. So.
But I was trying to get that new Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, they had 15 million copies of those.
On vinyl?
Yeah, on vinyl.
I mean, the fuck? Who?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw Taylor Swift has a show or like a movie.
Yeah, she got the End of the Era tour or some shit.
And then she's got the light, her lighting engineer came from Phish. So she's got some pretty cool lights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they had a there was a fucking line, like huge line coming out. And I've been to some before, and there were like maybe five people in line. Yeah. There were so many people in line. This
the course because Taylor Swift.
Well, that and it was also Bulldog Weekend or whatever it was. So that was a little bit more. But anyway,
this is so, Starville.
Yes, in Starville. And but anyway, I wanted the Spawn soundtrack.
That was amazing. Yeah, awesome.
That was fucking amazing.
How many do we need? 32, 64, what?
40.
40?
Or we could do a half. We could just
does
do 20.
Does 20 work?
We could do 20.
20 and 20.
Yeah, we could do 20. We just do one side.
16.
One side of the bracket.
Make more.
We got to listen to these records. You got enough time?
Yeah, we can do that. Well, it's kind of hard. You can't really find like soundtracks like on Spotify or anything. You have to like look
you
them
better
up.
YouTube them mugs yeah. like I do.
Yes, we do.
What I did yesterday.
Like, Lost Highway. That was a fucking awesome soundtrack.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you, I've been on YouTube really like listening to the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack. That had that had a good soundtrack.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. It really
some
did.
Crash Test or some Crash Test Dummies. Yeah.
Yeah, Mary Mo, she's a vegetarian.
If you don't love me, I'm gonna kill myself.
I'm gonna light myself on.
We landed on the moon.
And who can forget Mach?
Yeah,
bird.
Wow.
Big ups, huh, guys?
All right,
catch you later. Those dudes were just regular people.
It was a pretty bird.
You know that?
Yeah.
They were just regular guys. They were just improvised.
He was supposed to be in it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Dude does his big up like, yep.
Big up.
Me and Webb's movie, most anticipated for, Maxine.
Yep.
The trailer came out.
Is that July coming up?
I believe so. Yep. July 5th, I may think.
Yep.
This
pretty,
is your
pretty baller.
X-sequel.
Yep, sequel to X.
Good.
Yep.
She's off in Hollywood. Movie star. Was she porn star or movie star?
Porn star.
Porn star in this one. Well, she was porn star in X.
Yeah.
I was wondering how they was going.
To movie star. I think that's what she's trying to get to. But
you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, got to get on the
I was wondering how Ty West was going to write this. I like it. It's got some Night Stalker shit in it.
Okay.
Richard Ramirez.
Halsey's in this one.
Yeah, Halsey's in it. And Kevin Bacon.
Yep.
Oh, heck.
Yeah. Yep.
Did y'all see the new movie that Kevin Bacon has on, like, Paramount Plus or something?
The
it's like
gay camp.
LBGTQ plus camp.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I started it. I've started it.
I mean,
twice.
I watch it. I don't give a shit. I ain't like it. If you watch it, you turn gay.
You're just trying to, dabble, huh?
Well, I just wanted to see what it was about. Cause
if like, you want to.
He was like, I'll try anything twice.
Do you have Peacock?
Yeah.
If you want to watch a good one like that, watch Sick.
Sick was good, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good underrated COVID horror.
Yeah.
Oh, and who could forget Into the Wild, where Eddie Vedder wrote that entire
soundtrack. Oh, good one, Al. You need to write this shit down.
Yeah. Great soundtrack.
Oh, man, we got Garden State. We got Clueless.
Forrest Gump had a great soundtrack.
Yeah. It's kind of not fair because it's got like 40 songs.
I'm a huge fan. Like, I'll get on YouTube sometimes and I'll go through the Rocky montages.
Oh, yeah.
Hard on Fire.
Heavy on the Kenny Loggins there.
There's a lot of 80s movies that fucking have great soundtracks.
Dazed and Confused, guys.
Fucking Empire Records.
I listened to Wild Nights today from Van Morrison. That was pretty.
Oh,
wow.
How about that?
From the past.
I'm going to go ahead and put Saturday Night Fever soundtrack in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I love the Bee Gees. It's unique. Ah!
It is something.
That's like one of my favorite movie characters, too. Dude's out there cutting a rug. Women love him so much, they dab his forehead with the dab the sweat off. Then they're just like, oh my God, I dab his forehead. Pimp. Pimp on a blimp.
Lord. Pimp on a blimp over here.
All right. Well, how hard is your dick for Beetlejuice?
I'm excited for it.
I have a raging semi going on right now. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, I am super excited about it.
Yes.
How hard is your Richard Nixon?
So happy.
Beetlejuice. Yeah, no man. Winona Ryder, ain't that right?
Is it Winona?
No, Winona Ryder's in it, but not Betty Davis.
Oh, it's not Gina Davis.
Gina Davis. I say Betty
she
Davis.
Got Betty Davis eyes.
That's what I was thinking of, I think. Yeah. Anyway, Gina Davis. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not in it.
She ain't been around. Is she alive?
It's all right. We got Jenna Ortega. It's quite all right. I'm happy with it.
She's hot, man.
Yeah. She's up there.
Yeah, that's a bad
She's up there
actor.
With Sydney Sweeney for me.
I don't know about that now. I don't know about that right now. They're making boobs great again.
Hey, they're hot for different reasons. Just chill out. But anyway.
Is all these hotties coming from Disney?
Almost all hotties come from Disney.
Because I see this. It's I don't weird. Even know this chick. I just see her hotness. Madison Beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was thinking about the other day. That it's like nobody fucking talks about her. And I've been following her for like years. I can't stand her music, but she's fucking beautiful.
There's a few Hillary Duffs.
Yeah.
Come out of
Disney. Dude, when I have Facebook every now and then for a couple days, it's just like, ad. Here's Hillary Duff's ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, here's thank Hillary you, Facebook. But I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. I think
look at how nice Hillary Duff's ass is in three simple pages.
I think she
pages.
Went the farthest as far as staying there, you know, than anybody in her realm.
I don't understand how nobody has X, but like just fucking Facebook. Great, I love Facebook.
You ever notice how like it's like a week or 2 weeks behind?
Like every time I get on it, it's got shittier to me.
It's shit. I haven't tried lately to get kicked off.
It's just everybody you know putting
you do
shit
it right.
You know?
See, that's why I'm not on it for like my mom's reason.
You need to get off of Facebook right now and put that, delete that. I'm like, God damn, I won't have some fun.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm bad. My mom just like to tag me and everything. I'm like, all right.
I've been running this Dalmatian narrative for like a year and a half.
I know.
And it's still cooking, dude.
Yeah, for real.
And people still get fired up about it, so I'll keep it running.
This is absolutely a cow.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
It's a miniature cow.
Not a dog. That's a cow.
We got a scary movie reboot.
Those kind of petered out for me, though, when they did like 5, I think. Scary Movie 5.
Well, we got Charlie Sheen in it.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen. Killed
Scary
it.
Movie
and
3
was the best.
His huge fucking dick. That threw me off in the first scene.
Cool. Dude, at least they're trying comedy.
Yeah.
At least they're trying
something. They're trying to bring
it back.
We got
Tires coming out of Shane Gillis' thing.
Oh, yes.
May 23rd.
Yes.
That's
yeah, man.
That's gonna be
Shane,
good.
If it's anything like his Saturday Night Live.
Do you ever watch Gillian Keeves?
Yeah. But, you know, there ain't many of them. There's like 3 minutes.
That's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
Uncle Daycare. Or the blind guy ruining the wedding.
Speaking of SNL, did y'all see their the funniest skit in like
Beavis and Butthead
15 years? Yeah.
Have you seen
this? Ryan Gosling episode.
Fucking hilarious.
No, I haven't. I need to watch it.
It's good, dude.
A scientist getting interviewed by this woman in a crowd, you know, like a talk show, kind of.
Yeah.
Getting interviewed about AI, and then like I'm the scientist taking the questions, and back there,
right in this line of sight,
is Ryan Gosling dressed as Beavis, and he's just like trying to answer the question,
he's
but
like,
gets distracted.
He just kept
there's
like
something
losing.
Wrong, doctor. He's like, you have a member in your crowd that looks exactly like the animated series Beavis off Beavis and Butthead. The lady turns around to look at her and says,
she just breaks character and
says, she likes,
oh, it's so fucking hilarious.
Would you like me to ask him to move to another seat where he won't be in your line of vision? He's like, please. So he gets up and moves.
And he's up and he's like,
he's like, I don't even know.
Then that seat's open. The dude that looks like Butthead
sits there
and is like, what's wrong, doc? He's like, now there's Butthead in the crowd. And she turns around. You know how he's got to expose gums. The dude's doing that. She loses it on this one. It takes her a while to get it back going.
Get it back.
Yeah. But, oh, what's his name? Kenan Thompson?
Yeah.
He's killing it.
He's
dude.
A scientist.
He's hidden.
That did roll.
It's great. Need to watch it. Definitely pull that up. If you haven't seen it already.
It's on the Peacocks.
Yeah, there you go.
They just watching on YouTube.
Yeah, the whole
you just watching that skit on YouTube.
Just that skit if you want it to. SNL. I'm pretty sure the whole whole episode's probably good.
Well, they got rid of everybody from last year, kind of.
Well, they do that. That's what they do. On
well, they needed to like, hey, we need to just like blow it up and start from scratch.
Oh, like, and, yeah, do everything. And, like, completely changed.
Most successful year, I think, probably in 10.
I would probably. But
by having two decent episodes.
I don't know, the 90s were fucking cooking.
Dude. I said 10 years, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The 90s was.
Well, that was longer than 10 years ago. That was
30 years.
I'm saying this is like the best season they had in 10 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can get down with that.
The past years have sucked. Yeah. I glued my balls to my butthole. That's pretty much what they suck.
Yeah. There you go.
That's an AI song, by the way. Yeah, I was like, great.
I was like, you don't remember him talking about him blue and his.
I glued my balls to my butthole again.
Again.
Yeah.
Not the first time.
Just to remember the way it felt.
We had 28 days later, 28 weeks later, and now we're getting 28 years later.
I think I brought that one into existence, I think. I think, yeah, I was a prophet on that.
Called it up.
That's going to be wild, dude.
So I wonder how it's going to be 28 years later. I wonder if they're going to be like coexisting and like.
They're bringing Jeepers Creepers back because this is year to come back.
Oh, yeah. That's, hey, yeah, remember, we had that on the list too. Yep.
God, yeah. That last one sucked.
This is the 23rd.
Oh, the Super CGI one?
Yeah.
Summer, this May. Yeah. So coming up.
One went pretty hard. Two was like a practical comedy. Like, I'll never forget that bus scene where he's like picking.
Yeah.
You.
And that guy's like, oh, shit.
Is it beat the bus scene from the last Texas Chainsaw Massacre that was Netflix?
Hell no, bro.
Yeah, that was the only good part in that movie. The mask is pretty dope in that movie, by the way.
Yeah, it is good.
It's just woke, unattractive characters. I'm like, dude, we're horror fans. Give us tits.
Yeah, we're here for the tits, man. Shit.
We don't want the hipster.
I'm just going to.
Butchy looking.
I think
girl,
we can
please.
Write a horror movie just really easy and just blow everything out the water. Just call it Bloody Naked Bitches on Fire. That's all you have to. That's it.
I've seen enough people on fire this year.
That's all you need.
We got an idea, man.
Yeah. Hey, nobody can take it. It's trademark.
Right. Hey, we are right now.
Starring Alec Baldwin.
I got it on.
It's recorded.
Yeah. Yes. It's set.
I just copied.
You heard it here first.
Trademark to you.
Blumhouse and Lionsgate announced new Blair Witch project.
God.
Oh, I like the Blair Witch.
I love the first one and the second one.
Yes.
You like the weird one?
The second one was really good. It was good, but it was
Dude,
weird.
You want to hear a crazy that story about the second one?
Yeah.
The second one was like the first time I ever like got high.
Oh, fuck yeah. Off the old devil's lettuce.
You know, high school. Like, you smoked a couple times. I guess I didn't know how to smoke. I was a little innocent boy. Well, I figured it out.
Yeah.
And, I actually rented that movie in the bad kids came and scooped me up. You know, hot boxed it, riding them dirties. Dropped me off, went home with my Blair Witch 2, whatever it's got, Book of Shadows.
Yeah.
I'll never forget my first hot box. Happy birthday in heaven to those guys. I think I'm the only one that's still alive out of that group.
Wow.
It was four of us.
Wow. My mom made spaghetti. And I fixed me a plate of that and went with Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows, in my bedroom. Sitting there like, you ever seen that video of, what's his name, from Baywatch, eating a cheeseburger?
Oh, Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff eating a burger, laying like this, and the daughter's recording and
was
drunk.
That, was that you?
That was me. That was playing spaghetti in Blair Witch 2. And my mom's like, hey, I'm going to go to the tanning bed. Will you watch your brothers? Because I'm like 12 years old, half brothers, 12 years older than them. I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll watch. Dude, I watched that whole movie. Ate probably two or three plates of spaghetti.
Didn't even know
Don't
the kids.
Know.
Never saw the kid.
Yeah, didn't. Sit there and watch that movie, don't remember nothing. Well, that's what I think about when somebody said Blair Witch 2. I like the remake.
I didn't really get it. It ain't really a remake. No, it's not.
No, it's not a remake.
I like it, though. It explains why the dude was in the corner.
It did put it a little did, bit more perspective yeah. on the back end. It really did, but...
They didn't talk anything about the second
like,
one at all.
That's it's like... It didn't even exist. It's like Ghost in Mario Brothers.
Well, the second one really didn't exist.
If you look at it, it'll freeze.
It was a whole different thing.
The second was more like a documentary of a documentary. Basically,
yeah, it was like a documentary. Kind of like
they were trying to. I don't know. It was weird. I think I went to theaters to see
I
that
saw
one.
It in
I think
theaters.
I,
yeah.
I think I went on a date. And I didn't know I was on a date.
Oh, I knew I was
for real.
And somehow I was like, okay, I didn't even know. It just happened. I was like, anyway.
Rob Zombie working on a House of a Thousand Corpses book. With OG script.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be in Webb's collection.
It will.
What about Coachella? We didn't
get Oh, yeah. Coachella, dude.
Wow.
Sublime killing the game. Sublime
with fucking...
Same week as
Bradley's son.
Porch Fest.
Bradley's yeah. son, yeah.
It was.
I can't do anything about the weather.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. No,
Grimes freaking out.
Have me.
My favorite part's Grimes freaking out. You know Grimes.
Grimes.
What? Yeah, like DJ.
Oh, wait, did you... Oh.
Did you just wiki?
Yeah. Wiki?
She was trying to wiki, and I guess she don't really know how to do it. She just had somebody doing it for her, and she's like, fuck!
Talking about it
God!
At Coachella?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
You say, I'm sitting there watching show. On your couch laughing like Grimes is screwing up. I missed that. They took all my videos down, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, Deftones was there, so.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
They fucking killed it.
No Doubt was there.
Still doing it.
Dude, I like No Doubt.
She's headlining at that Huntsville Music Festival that everybody's raving about.
In Sublime is fucking...
Is that the weirdest couple, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton?
That's so weird, dude.
I've seen her on like a side-by-side going to, you know, throw corn out.
We need to bring it back with Gavin Rosdale or something.
Talking about the guy from Bush?
Yeah, they were together.
But he sucks now, too.
Well, not only that, it's like they broke up because she found out that he liked sucking dick.
Yeah.
That's probably a deal breaker if I was
yeah if be. I was with somebody and they decided they like sucking dick, obviously I was with them for a reason. I mean,
they could share it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Blake was like, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, for real.
I'll pick the tab up.
I'll definitely swipe up on that one.
Yeah.
What does OJ stand for in OJ Simpson?
Ah, shit, I just saw it the other day.
Octavius Jones? No,
see, some shit like that.
Oscar,
I think it's very
Oscar,
close to that.
Oscar
I think it's like Orthol.
Don't look it up. Just keep
Orthol. Answering. No, it's Orthol. Yeah, I think it is Orthol. I'm like, no shit.
Orthol.
Yeah, don't look
you
it
see
up.
All those videos? Like, you've seen these, what's his name? The rapper coming out, and they replace him with AI-generated other people to his dance moves. Oh, what's his name? Lil Yachty.
Oh.
You know, he's coming out. But they, like, replaced him with Hitler.
The Joker and Hitler and everybody else coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen one.
Yeah.
I've seen one where they replaced him with Hitler, and it's like, Hitler just heard that OJ died. Having a welcome party in hell.
Orenthal.
Orenthal.
Yeah. Orenthal James.
We were both right. Orenthal James.
About them apples.
Well, then.
All right.
See, we're not as dumb as we
Did you? Who's the dude for the Rockets that looks like Big Fish Giant? Who's that guy?
Big Fish Giant.
He looks like a giant. You know how giants look? Yeah. That weird shape.
Weird fucking face.
Weird looking. And
I got those features.
This is a guy that plays for the Houston Rockets. If the opposing team misses free throws or some shit at a certain point of the game, I don't know. Free chicken. Dude's like, I got you.
We gonna do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. Misses both of them so they can have free chicken. Ain't even his.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you know who the dude I'm talking about? Looks like a giant. Yeah, he's like.
I mean, have we talked about that, though?
I got you.
If you notice, like, I don't know, anywhere from, like, 4'10" to, like, 5'6", think, like, Tom Cruise. I mean, you could. A lot of females, but like, just the geometry of it. Like, if you're that tall and lanky, you're gonna have a whole lot more room for error for things that are not gonna be symmetrical. Does that make sense?
Something's gonna stretch out.
Yeah,
like, it's things like, are gonna be shorter than they should be, or things are gonna be longer than they should.
They gotta have some type of surgery. It's like Andre the Giant died from, like, certain parts of him never stopped growing.
Yeah, that's
but Big nice. Show. They don't figured out how to fix that shit by him. That's why he's still alive. That's why his hands match his body. Andre the Giant's like beer can looking like this.
Yeah. Looks like that.
Elon Musk, can you please buy Vine? Bring it
back. That would be cool.
I thought Vine was Twitter at one point.
No, he's thinking about buying it. He had a survey up. Should I buy Vine? I was like, yes.
Huh.
Bring Vine should. Back.
Well, that would eliminate the TikTok dilemma.
Yep. Yeah.
That was, what?
Dude.
12, 13 years ago. I can't remember.
I don't know why people are so up in arms about TikTok. I don't get its pull. Yeah. I don't have one, so I don't know.
I like it. It'll pass
like the time. This looks like
it's said you post videos.
I have like a business one, so I have like
things. We should start at OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't mean you gotta do porn. You can nope. cook or
I
whatever.
I wonder
do
what's inside your butthole. I really want to know. There could be aliens. There or could be astronauts.
Just have a fucking OnlyFans and sit there and smoke weed.
Who is this?
Have a porch talk OnlyFans.
Oh, just see this.
Show me the nipper.
Whoa. Put that away.
We got a charge now. I'm sorry. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Patreon, where you at?
This woman, somewhere in a foreign country, wheeled a dead man into a bank and tried to get him to sign off a loan in her name while holding his head up.
We hell, just, we yeah. Bernie dipped shit.
Just the head, or
it's in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro.
Hey, roll a dead
the
man.
The bank worker witnessing the scene told the woman, "I don't think this is legal. He doesn't look well. He's very pale." She replied, "He's like that."
He's like that.
Before she told the desk,
"He's just like that."
"If you're not well, I can take you to the hospital. Do you want to go back to the hospital again?" This dude was 68, passed away a few hours earlier. One woman who wheeled him into the bank,
wow,
some foreign name, was arrested. Yeah, that happens.
Wow. Yeah.
Officials appeared to sign.
Yeah. She went. She straight watched some Weekend at Bernie's, and
it's like, we're gonna get rich.
It was like, hey,
yeah, well, can I get pretty this, much? It didn't work. She
get
got
this
arrested.
Dead guy to dance on in there and sign this off.
I'm gonna need a friend to hold up the other side of his body.
Everything's getting remade. I forgot yep.
The faculty's
getting remade. Yeah. Cool. I had the faculty
that's
on VHS.
Josh Hartnett, dude.
Yep. Yeah.
I guess he's coming back. You see the
he's
new
back.
New,
Did he die?
No, he didn't die. Got the same
he's
birthday.
He's got that new, what was it called? The
M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
Trap.
That's it, yeah.
This movie, you know how M. Night Shyamalan is either hit or miss, it feels like?
Yeah.
This looks like one of his hits.
This is probably going to hit.
Yeah. Looks like a good, I like the concept. It's Josh Hartnett plays the dad. Josh Hartnett plays the dad like you with a teenage daughter, takes her to a look at like Taylor Swift type concert or something. It's like, get to the good seats. It's like she's like, "These seats slap."
He's like, "Yeah."
He's like, "I gotta go to the bathroom. The concert's going on and stuff." She's having a great time, and there's police everywhere, just like outside everything. He's in the cameras and stuff. He's just noticing. So he goes to like the concession stand guy. He's like, "Shh, come here. What's up with all these police and stuff, man?" He's like, "Hey, have you heard of the butcher? That serial killer goes around hacking up people. They think he's here today at this concert, and they're trying to set a trap." Then it shows Josh Hartnett go to the bathroom. He pulls up a camera, set up his house with a hostage.
He is the...
But somebody in the comments like, "M. Night Shyamalan, but the ending is his daughter's actually the killer and he's protecting her."
Sounds about M. Night Shyamalan-ish.
Yeah, it's going to be some kind of twist there. You're like not expecting.
It's going to be the janitor.
It's going to be the concession stand worker.
Taylor Swift.
I knew it.
She's going to pop out.
The singer in the movie is called Raven something.
So some Taylor Swift impersonator type thing.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
They couldn't afford to have Taylor Swift.
Did y'all see this circus elephant escape in this town? He's kind of like a killdozer. There ain't nothing they can do but watch.
Kill elephant.
Yeah.
It was Nicolas Cage the elephant.
Hell yeah.
Like man?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage
the elephant. Civic Center when a passing vehicle backfired. Oh, a car backfired and spooked it off. Oh, you got to hit that mob with a tranquilizer. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. It. You know how to.
You couldn't do that with killdozer.
You know how to eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
That's right. One bite at a time.
Alan.
Yes.
Tell them about Late Night with the Devil.
Ah, man. So I watched that this morning. You familiar? Late Night with the Devil?
I'm not.
it's fairly, like, it's going viral right now. A lot of people are chattering and talking about it. So it's like back in the 70s, and this guy, Jack Delroy, he's got this show called, Late Night with Jack Delroy or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's battling in the 70s with Johnny Carson for the number one spot. And as it turns out, like, and the movie alluded to this, and I really like the fact that they did it, but they referenced that Jack was tied into the Bohemian Grove.
Oh.
And also, like, for, he'd been having a rough go at it, like, wife passed away from cancer, he walked away from the show for a year. And anyway, it's a big Halloween blowout, and so he brings this, like, medium who can talk to the dead. He brings this skeptic guy who is good at, like, he used to do, like, card tricks, magic tricks, hypnosis. And he's like, I can dispel anything that these people do. And then the last thing that gets brought out for that Halloween episode that he was doing was a possessed girl, probably about 13, 14 years old. And the professor who has been writing this book. And this whole movie is based around that evening of live television that night back in the 70s.
Hmm.
I went in, like, knowing absolutely nothing, and I was pleased.
That's good.
Yeah.
What was it called again?
Late Night with the Devil.
What, is it on streaming somewhere?
Amazon Prime.
It's on Shudder.
Shudder.
I saw it. I stayed up waiting. Came out at 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been anticipating this movie. I think I anticipated too much because I was kind of disappointed. Still good. I just had so much hype.
He was very amped up for it.
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah.
It's a rewatch, dude. And so, like, that had quite a twist on it, too.
Yeah. And this guy, the dude, it's like his first starring role. Weird-looking guy.
Looks like Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, it kind of does. Looks like the dude from Shrek.
Yeah, that guy, too.
The prince.
The prince, the short guy.
Okay.
Big nose.
It's a guy who always plays, like, a weird character. He didn't even get a big plot in movies. He's in The Dark Knight. He's like one of the Joker's little... Minions. You know the part where the Joker goes undercover like as a Marine or something?
Yeah.
And they capture one of the people that run off trying to get to Joker.
He's a schizophrenic.
He's a schizophrenic.
Yeah.
He plays pretty much the same part in an underrated movie called Prisoners.
Yeah.
Great movie, by the way. Go get it for $5.
And then Batman walks up and he's like, what good are you going to get out of him? He's a schizophrenic. He doesn't even know who he is.
I am Batman.
This is horrible detective work.
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
That's the difference between you and me.
Where are they?
Dwayne Johnson reveals he's begin training tomorrow for... You ever heard of this production company,
A24? Bangers.
The Smashing Machine.
Smashing Machine.
The film follows an MMA fighter, Mark Kerr, during his peak era in the UFC as he struggles with addiction, winning, and love. This movie will probably be pretty badass.
I can't wait to see the movie about John Bone Jones.
Yeah.
John Bone Jones.
Yeah. No, John Bone Jones, dude.
He's the GOAT.
He's the greatest. Like, if he's not scheduled to the fight, he's partying. Like,
he's his own worst opponent.
Yeah, he ruins himself. Like, nice. He's lost the title like twice, but he's never lost a fight.
Dude wrecks people.
That's how you do it.
He's lanky. Well, he's a creative fighter.
Yeah, he used to tear DC up, dude.
Yeah,
Daniel Cormier.
I don't like DC really.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
He made him cry.
He did. He did make DC cry. Respect. But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you about that. But I thought that would be like a Motley Crue kind of movie.
Yeah.
Like, what a rock star, and he's his own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Well, y'all just tied in two things. You're talking about the Smashing Machine and a rock star. So, the Smashing Pumpkins got a new guitarist over the weekend.
They get rid of Billy Corgan?
Huh? No, Billy Corgan's still there.
They just gave Billy Corgan
they have a new touring guitarist. 20 more. It's a girl that I've followed for
what happened to
good years. I don't know.
Got kicked out because he's not part of this conversation.
But I don't know. But anyway, Kiki Wong is her name. She's fucking awesome, and I followed her for years. And all of a sudden, just out of the blue, like, oh, now she's the new guitarist for Smashing Pumpkins. James Iha is still in there, which is she's kind of like a.
I mean,
so maybe Billy Corgan won't try to play the guitar anymore.
I mean, he's still gonna have a a pedal board full of big muffs, dude.
Oh, yeah.
There's no escape.
Oh, yeah, it's going to definitely have some of that. But anyway, it's not unplugged yet because that kind of...
It ties. It
did a little bit. Anyway.
Target sources are telling me they reportedly will stop selling physical media in store and online by 2025.
Mr. Profit over here. Just making shit happen.
Hey, what'd you put on Facebook about the president? Looks like no streaming for you for 2 weeks. I'm over here just like, I can hold mine in my hand.
I've got it.
It will never be like that. Okay.
It will. It's good to have a physical copy, man. I'm huge on music, so I have a lot of CDs, records.
It's just...
There's something about being able to hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
See, I'm digital all the way.
I like that noise, man. You didn't like getting CDs back in the day and flipping open the book?
Dude, it used to piss you off so bad. Like, you go to FYE and you just like, man, you've been hearing the hit song for, I don't know, I'm not trashing this band at all, but let's just say Breaking Benjamin. You know, a prominent band, and they have a track record of doing great things, and you buy their new album from FYE, you put it on your way home, 30-minute drive back to Kennedy, and you end up flicking it out the window because it only had that one song. Do you remember, like, all the gambles you used to take on, like, buying a CD?
Oh, yeah, buying a CD for one song.
It pissed me off, dude. I was like, no, I'm done, dude.
Until they made the game changer of the... headphones, where you scan it, listen to it before you bought it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't ever throw a CD like that away, by the way, because I bought the Modest Mouse album. I hated it when I first got it. You fast forward like 6-7 years later, I'm like, go back. Every song is good. What was wrong with me,
dude? Modest, like, I think all of it. Like, I was in the, like, when Float On was.
Yeah,
you had the cartoon, like, music video of the sheep being led to the slaughter.
Yeah.
And, like, I was a Modest Mouse fan because of that. And then I would go back to, like, The Good Times Are Killing Me.
Yeah.
And then go back on, like, their older stuff. Like, solid. But I think you probably found them before I did. And you probably weren't, like, old enough.
Yeah.
Maybe. But Modest Mouse is such a solid band.
They are good.
That's the last thing, the piece of art that Heath Ledger did before he died was direct Modest Mouse video.
He did.
It was like a cartoon.
Yep. You just never know, though. Things will come back. Like, I hated fucking Coheed and Cambria for the longest.
And they're a concept band.
Could not get into it. And now I got a fucking Coheed tattoo. I mean, what the fuck, you know? So shit happens. You never know.
Yeah. All right. Dude. We got some...
Another wild thing right before we move on, Kyle, but like, shout out to you, props. If it wasn't for, I used to hate the Doors and Jim Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one good documentary and like having a friend who's a fan turned it around.
It
and will. Now it's like one of my favorite bands.
It will.
And I like both versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mojo Rising or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Oh, you talking Lizard about King. It's Lizard King and this bearded blues Morrison.
Yeah.
I like the bearded blues. Woke up this morning and I took myself a pill.
Had myself a beer.
Yeah. He took that pill, too.
He did.
Here's some really big news. Quentin Tarantino has decided the movie critic will no longer be the final film and has dropped the idea. He is now back to thinking about whatever he's going to do.
Kill Bill Volume 3.
No. Horror movie. Let's go. Woo!
I'm for Kill Bill Volume 3. I think I'm more of a fan of that.
But, I mean, it is kind of closed. I mean, she completed her task.
It's supposed to be... What was the black lady, the actress?
Yeah.
The little girl. She had a daughter.
Where she gets older?
Yeah, and tries to get revenge on Uma Thurman, whatever. Yeah. What's her name?
What's her character's
what's
name?
What's wrong with me, dude? What's wrong with me?
I can't even remember her coat. Was she the
Beatrice
was she
the or something?
The bride.
Oh, wait, the bride.
Like,
they all had, like,
snake you're talking names. About what, Vivica A. Fox's character?
No, they all, like, she had a snake name, too. You know, like, the eye patch bitch.
Yeah. Daryl Head.
You had too much sake. I take your eye.
Yeah.
Much shame, dishonor on you and your family and your eyesight. No. You have only one eye. Sorry, Cobb. I derailed the shit out of that.
I'm trying to get back. The fucking X went back to the top for some reason when my phone closed.
I do.
So I'm trying to... What?
Dude, you're out of your fucking mind, bro.
It's like it's news.
Yeah, like
I gotta go on fire.
Look,
You ever notice, like, if you're on X or Twitter, whatever the fuck you want to call it, long enough, like, what the memes and everything, all the information that you get, it won't hit, like, Facebook, Instagram, or even the news until, like, a week later. Like, you're getting stuff, like, on the fly.
Yeah. This is the last true freedom of speech platform. Thank you, Elon.
I mean, I don't know.
Go back to your Facebook.
I'd rather have MySpace.
Bro, tell Elon to buy it.
Tom Anderson? That's the founder. You know, when you got on Facebook, you had a friend. It was Tom.
Yeah.
You know, he sold that off like $477 million, like,
to Justin Timberlake,
and then and then disappeared. Like, what a king, dude.
He's like,
yeah. I did
what I needed to do.
What a king, man.
Made my nut. I'm gonna go sit on it.
Yep.
Shout out.
You're supposed to wash that off.
Yeah. Oh, back to the P. Diddy crap for a minute.
Yeah.
Were y'all Lil Boozy fans? Boozy Badass?
I like Boozy.
Was not.
Go back and listen to Wipe Me Down in the second or third verse. Listen for P. Diddy. And he said he was up in New York at a P. Diddy party, and I wonder what he was doing.
Getting no cheese clout. I remember him saying that,
Getting no cheese clout. Furiosa includes a 15-minute action sequence that took 78 days to shoot. This movie's going to slap so freaking hard. That's the new Mad Max, by the way.
Yep.
If it's anything like Fury Road, let's go.
See, I didn't like Fury Road.
No, you don't like action?
That's all it was. It wasn't a movie. It wasn't a movie.
It's a car movie.
It's going to be balls of the wall either way you look at it.
Y'all remember Death Race with Jason Statham?
Saw it. Yep. I'm not a big Jason Statham fan.
You know the movie that comes to mind? Like, I get them mixed up sometimes.
Crank.
No. This is actually a Tarantino film.
Oh yeah.
With
Death Proof.
Death Proof.
Oh yeah.
Death Proof. Death Race. Because very similar.
Machete.
Very similar.
Machete.
You ever see what's her name? Sofia Vergara from Modern Family.
What about her?
I got this movie of, like, her looks throughout years, and, like, she's just super saiyan and hotness.
Yeah, she just, like, got hotter.
She's
going great. Backwards in the right
she
way.
She is hitting at a double dose of adrenochrome. Let's go, boys.
See, I'm telling you.
She's sucking down.
You're talking about the chick. She was a dancer in, Dust Till Dawn?
No,
that's Selma Hayek.
Same thing, bro.
Yeah, she's and vampire. Fucking J-Lo. What the fuck is that?
Vampire.
50 something. I mean, what
you want to talk about good genes?
They all just
look
just,
no further, dude.
They just sucking damn stem cells right out of baby fetuses right now.
Blah, blah, blah. Just eating the baby fetus while it's a stem cell.
For real, yeah.
It's not even got that.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
Just taking the embryo sack and just eating it.
Here's some good
breakfast.
I got some good fire news.
Good fire?
This is rare.
Not the bad
this fire. Is like good news. Just like all heroes don't wear capes.
Okay.
This is America. Dash cam footage captures moment a group of heroes risk their lives to save a man who was trapped in a burning car in Minnesota, of all places. The car had burst into flames after running off the road and hitting a light pole. The group were able to get the window open and free the driver before the fire fully engulfed the vehicle. Not all heroes wear capes. Woo!
Sometimes they burn their fingertips off.
Yeah, man, that's good news. Y'all know who this football player is.
Larry laces Finkel. Out.
Thank you. Way to go, Finkel. Boys. Larry Finkel. You're not a true best football one. Fan if laces you don't know out. Him. Laces out, laces Dad. Out. Before trans was cool.
Oh, my gosh.
This is awesome news right here. Iranian MMA fighter assaulted the ring girl because he was offended by how she was dressed. He found out what happens when you do that in Russia. This mob caught the hands of multiple fans. He kicks the ring girl. You know, she's scantily clad in the ring girl outfit. And he's like, you put on best sheet. Cover everything but eye. Kicks her in the ass. I think his opponent knocked him out anyway. He comes to, tries to leave, and there's like 10 of them. Regular people. Like you get in hands. You F A, you F O. You F A F O.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cobb cooking.
Yeah, Cobb is cooking.
He's been waiting for this for like 4 weeks, man.
Let him cook.
Yeah, yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan. His daughter's making her director debut with this movie called The Watchers. Comes out June 7th. It looks all right.
She's going to start her movies at the end.
Oh, man.
They're going to meet together.
So it'd be like that. You start with the end and it'd be like, let me tell you how you got here.
Yeah, let me tell you how you got here, guys.
3 days before.
Did you see this, dude? Disney announced they're remaking 101 Dalmatians.
Hell yeah. That's a cow.
Yep. There it is. Get a little close up on this one.
Oh, it'll never work.
Now, all right, now tilt it.
That's the wrong thing.
Anyway, yeah,
that's not. That's the wrong one. Christopher Walken reading Three Little Pigs.
Oh my God! There we go.
That's there the we remake. Go. Yeah. 101 Dalmatians. Right.
Oh
yeah.
How about them apples?
Oh, well.
Once again, proving my theory.
Did they clone Kanye? He seems like Kanye was based for a little while. He was dogging porn, and now he's like, I'm starting up the Yeezy porn.
I wasn't going to give a platform to that, but I mean, yeah, since you brought it up.
Well, he's bipolar, ain't he?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I think he's just having a moment. I think he's really into that lady that he's into now.
Yeah,
considering the way that he makes her dress.
Yeah.
And I think, like, his mind is... And, dude, like, he can still have a comeback or a redemptive arc. Like, hell, how many dudes lose themselves throughout their lives? Like, you have about 2 or 3 years where you get lost in porn. Then you... Redemption arc. And you can fall back into it sometimes, you know?
Cool.
So like I'm not gonna speak anything bad on him, you know.
You just gotta lose yourself in the, what do you think, in the moment, you know.
Yeah,
you're never ever gonna.
I don't know. I feel like once you're gone, you're gone.
When you're gone, you're gone.
Anybody big Post Malone fans?
I like Post. He's not a big fan, but I like Post.
Yeah, I'm all right with him.
Described as Fury Road meets Evil Dead. Post Malone is joining forces with Platinum Dunes and Vault Comics to launch a brand new horror IP that will begin as a graphic novel and later spawn a feature film.
I did read that.
He's coming out with a country album, by the way.
Beyonce did a fucking, god damn it, that is the worst shit.
You found a button.
This ain't no Texas.
I'm out on this one.
You can't hold them.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's weird hearing that on country station than hearing it on R&B station.
Yes. Beyonce needs to stick where she goes.
Hey, give me a Paradise Park, please. Hey. Please and thank you, Nick Offerman, Parks and Rec.
Some sort of liquid.
He's doing the country album with Morgan Wallen, if he ain't in prison. Did y'all hear about Morgan Wallen?
That weirdo, anyway. Throwing chairs and shit.
Yeah, thank you. Then Morgan Wallen's in Nashville hanging out in one of those rooftop bars, I guess. And I guess he gets a little loosey-goosey and it's like, fuck this chair. Throws it off. That could have killed somebody, dude. If you look like he was about 8 stories high.
Ain't no hold.
Come on.
And people that swore they would never wear cowboy boots and shit are wearing cowboy boots and shit. And, dude.
I'm getting them cowboy boot Crocs.
I was going to say, do any of you guys own cowboy boots?
Oh, they're like $500.
What?
They're like $500, $600,
$700. Yeah,
dude.
For like some nice cowboy boots.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right.
They got like four different ones.
Yeah, there's no... Why? Just get you a pair of Jordans.
No, man.
Off-whites.
I have brothers got cowboy boots. They look pretty good.
I don't think it'd match your gym pants.
Though, oh, man. I see a guy killed him. Well, he accidentally killed himself at the gun range. You see this video, Al?
That's it.
The idiot looks at the barrel of the gun and it goes off.
Oh my God.
Ain't there a rule about
what's
that?
What's going on?
That's like rule number one.
Yeah, rule number one, you don't look down the barrel.
Oh, this is the big news right here. This woman that was all up damn Alec Baldwin's in his restaurant. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
This woman's telling Alec say free Palestine, Alec. Free Palestine. Say it, Alec. Pierce Morgan interviews her. Her name's Crackhead Barney. You see her?
I see her.
Alec Baldwin assaults me. She's got a diaper on. She's got gauze taped over her tits, a neck brace, a cast on her arm. Crazy. That is like, this ain't a comedy sketch. This is real life.
This was the interview.
Yeah, speaking of Free Palestine, what's up with these college kids, dude? This girl, she's like, what are y'all protesting about? She looks at her friends.
We're not really sure.
Like, what are we protesting about? What are we protesting about? You are sheep. Ah,
I just saw a line of God in it.
Yeah.
There was a line of people yelling, and I can't see what it was
what's
about.
What's going on over here?
Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
Yes.
Finally. Thank you. Now, can we put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
Let's put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Might as well.
Yeah. The dude was betting on his team.
Come on.
For sure.
That's like, he's got confidence.
All right.
The thing about it, though, how many of them are doing it now with as much sports going on?
Well, supposedly Shohei Ohtani's doing it, or his little translator or somebody.
I'll never forget the Alabama baseball coach.
Yeah.
Betting against his own team.
Yeah, stupid.
That was epic. Yeah, we're playing at LSU this weekend. We're probably going to get crushed. You think you could lose by 6 or 7? Oh, no sweat.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
You got any big Eminem fans in here?
Yeah.
Like the candy? Or?
Well, why not?
No.
I mean, I like the peanut.
Mom's spaghetti, yo.
No, I don't really give a fuck.
I wonder if this is true. It probably is, because Eminem's like, bend that knee, I'm woke. Golly, dude, you were opposite of woke. What happened to you? Were you cloned? Blink twice. Eminem, being white is so embarrassing. I want to kill myself.
Okay.
Yeah. I told that to my uncle. He was like, what's stopping him?
Wow.
Ain't nothing but air and opportunity. Like, you, dude, what? Bring back the old Eminem. You suck. I mean, your rap's probably awesome, but it's hard for me to listen. This is the same thing with Rage Against the Machine and Green Day. More Rage Against the Machine.
It's like I like them, but...
I like them, but they're like, you are so poser. How is your name Rage Against the Machine? You're like, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to our concerts. That's why I like Jim Morris. He's like, y'all want to see my dick? Go up, like, that's rock.
He just. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't have said that's why I liked him.
Eminem said he's embarrassed of being a cracker. A whitey. That was the opposite. You say that ag word a lot. You know what I mean? Have y'all seen these advertisements they've been doing for the new Planet of the Apes? It's probably one of the boss since the Smile movie. Here they are, riding around in Venice Beach on horseback.
just in the middle of regular...
The real-life movie apes, man.
Yep. Well, imagine that, being out and just seeing them fucking ride by.
Now, take this in. California's in a weird place.
They did it in New York, too.
Could be real.
That could just be California.
Yeah, could just be, yeah.
Could be.
No, they did it in New York,
love
too.
You.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Love
you, Joe.
Via President of Physical Media. Twitter. X. Jennifer Love Hewitt's getting interviewed. The iconic, what are you waiting for? From the last, I Know What You Did Last Summer, was written and directed by a kid. He won some, like, prize where he got to direct 5 minutes of the movie. And that's the most iconic scene from the whole series.
Wow.
Franchise.
Okay. Never knew.
Hotness.
How many years ago? That was a good soundtrack, too, though.
You know.
Yeah, that's
Our Lady Peace.
Our Lady Peace. I introduced you to that.
I like Our Lady Peace. I'm a fan. They have a new single. Or it's not new anymore. They had a single come out in 21.
Yeah.
Stop making stupid people famous.
Yeah.
How they overturned Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction just overturned by New York's appeal court?
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Why not?
I don't know, dude.
Let's just forgive all the rapists. Let them come back out and try it again.
Okay. Oh, dude. This is pretty awesome in wrestling. These two chicks had a whole match after Scary Movie.
That. I saw that.
Most of the retweets and things that I saw, Scary Movie 3, you remember when the bitch came out the TV? And
yeah, stuff. Ring Girl.
Yeah.
And they had a fight. They redid
it. It's tit for fucking tat.
Yeah, it's
dude.
Exact.
Like somebody put the video together, like where top bottom, and it like just hits. Like
that's a cool.
But like most of the thing, like I see the retweets, and it's like, haha, they ran out of ideas, and I was like, no,
that's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's good, dude.
Because if you just watch,
that's
one of the most memorable
scenes from that movie. Because like once you got knocked behind that couch, it's like, oh no.
Yeah, and that was what's her name, Bliss.
Alexa Bliss, and Bianca Belair.
She is.
You know Rhea Ripley? I showed her you.
Yeah.
Well, Rhea Ripley's engaged. A lot of people like and love her. They don't even like wrestling. It's kind of gothy. She's engaged to this dude that's into other woke wrestling. But he used to be engaged to Alexa Bliss, so good for that guy.
There's woke wrestling?
Brother, there's
woke
everything, dude.
His buddy Tyler went to it. I ain't giving that dude nothing woke-ass wrestling. Bo Nix, congratulations. You made the right call leaving Auburn. Get the hell out of Harsin's Dodge. Getting drafted 12th. Making that bank. Denver Broncos. Going to lose in
Orange and
Blue.
You wouldn't go see fucking Sting?
Nah, man. I don't care about Sting. At 59.
Fair enough. I mean, that was his appeal.
I mean, some of it's cool, dude. It's just... I get a lot of... Like, they wear political shirts and stuff. That won't be allowed in my wrestling. WWE's like, no, dude, you gotta take that off. We're trying to sell shirts, not get people to flip the channels for your pro-life, pro-choice messages there.
Who is you gonna make this episode of Cobb flipping through X?
That's what it is anyway. I didn't feel like writing down all this shit.
That's true.
This is where my likes come into effect
where
now.
Are your saves?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Yep. Hell, my favorite YouTube show used to do this until they retired. Super Ugly Show. Come on back, dudes. Y'all said y'all was going to come back. It's been like 2 years. It was Long Island Boys. I called one night.
Island Boy is trying to make it.
Michael Mann's.
Glad they finally lost some speed.
They made out with each other and tried to... You ever seen that podcast they was on where that dude's like, y'all kissed each other, and they get mad and try to come at the dude, and he's like, better sit your ass down. And they was like, oh, okay. They thought they was going to punk him out, and he's like, I'm about to beat both y'all asses.
I saw him, like, punch... What's that other little kid that's fucking weird and
Speed?
Gay? No, Jake Doherty or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the guy that hires security.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I know Speed.
Jack Doherty.
Whatever.
But yeah, fuck his name up on purpose.
I only know I know Speed because he interfered in the Logan Paul WrestleMania match.
Okay.
I never heard of this guy, and he was at WrestleMania. I was like, oh.
I can't escape him.
You can't? Did you see that Cybertruck he bought? Logan Paul bought him?
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. I've never seen a black one.
Pretty sweet.
Somebody must have had to, they must have had a special order that one. I've only seen the metal.
Yeah. Oh.
Might be a wrap.
What's your honest opinion on Dr. Sleep rating? I go to comments. This was our best tournament winner last Halloween.
Yep, it did. It's still on the board.
This person gave it a 7.5. This person just said love it. 4.5 out of 5. 10 out of 10. 8.5. 7 out of 10. 8 out of 10. I mean, boys, 5 out of 5.
Where are you going with this?
We were right.
We were on point. Okay,
we know our shit.
Yeah, we got there.
By the way, Dr. Sleep, if you'll pay attention to the t-shirts that were being worn.
Yep.
Somebody got killed in the A. Partridge shirt. And someone was wearing a Red Clay t-shirt in that film.
It's crazy.
So shout out to Mobile, Alabama for having like their music
plugged
into
in there.
The movie.
Aren't the Red Clay Strays, aren't they opening for the Stones?
Yeah.
Shit.
What?
Yeah.
A band from Mobile, Alabama is opening for the fucking Rolling Stones, dude.
Yeah.
Who's the Rolling Stones?
Exactly. You know, that band that's been a band for 60 years.
Yeah. You know, the ones that sold their souls to the devil.
I don't know. They'll probably die before they do.
Yeah.
we're all going to die before Keith Richards. Keith Richards is the devil. God,
duh. You think this movie will come here May 31st?
Over here, pointless fingers. It's pointless fingers at you.
In a Violent Nature is one of my, I guess, well, no, The Strangers Chapter 1, but In a Violent Nature it looks like a dope horror movie. It's from the perspective of the killer.
That's cool.
Like, it's kind of like video game looking. Mm-hmm. You know, you see the killer like walking right here.
Kind of like behind the mask.
There's going
to
be another.
Oh, that movie's underrated, dude. I'm about to the end of my feed here. Afro Man came out with a song yesterday, I guess. Afro Man, Hunter Got High.
Why didn't I get
high? Hunter Got High. He forgot to get his laptop again because Hunter got high.
Okay.
I'm trying not to do political stuff here. It's just Afro Man. Yeah. the campus remains closed for students at Cal Poly Humboldt. Far left extremists have seized more space in Chastile occupation. Let's go!
Yeah.
They took over a school and making their own community. I hope y'all have a good garden like Chop.
Dude, I've seen the videos of those people. I don't even know if they could really comprehend like how to break soil.
I swear, dude, if we had one startup in Birmingham, I'd go to it and live.
You wouldn't live.
No,
you don't want to do that. Stay. It ain't all this utopia shit never happens.
Oh, I know. I want to go try and rule it. I want to go try and
get shot. Look, it's always going to be a David Koresh. There's always going to be the guy that's at the top who's going to be like, oh, you're married, that's your wife, actually she's sleeping with me now.
Yeah, she
and,
only
and
sleeps
you're like
with
a peon, you go watch the door and I got like my harem. And like that's what people don't understand. And that was like with the Chaz Chop thing, the guy, I don't remember his name, I wouldn't even wanna know his name, I wouldn't wanna mention it, but notice like his behavior like with Drew Hernandez and I think Taylor Hansen. They did a lot of great live footage, like, during the Chop Chats thing. And, like, his whole demeanor, you could tell, like, right when Power Struggles was happening, he would kill somebody.
Oh, what's his name?
It was almost like Lord of the Flies. Y'all remember having to read that stupid book? Do you remember that?
I don't.
I know what you're talking about.
The Cut Show.
I didn't have to read it,
yeah.
But I know what you're talking about.
But, yeah, I mean, it is exactly that, man. I'm telling you, like, why is that movie even prescribed? Like, why are you forcing children to read about this airplane that wrecked and somehow only kids survived on this island? And there's no way kids would live this long as what they did. And, I mean, the whole book is just ridiculous, but... Is it there?
Anyway. The closest I've seen it get successful is on the Netflix series, little short series, about 5 episodes, was Wild Wild Country, if you ever saw that. It's freaking wild.
Was that where they were smoking meth?
No, they weren't smoking meth. They was like hippie.
What a line,
that was Breaking Bad.
No. I watched this whole fucking movie about like people that smoked meth.
I don't know, but if you find it, tell me about it.
I'll get the name.
I think we're from here.
This dude's the Indian guy.
Over there in Marquette.
This dude's opposite of meth. He's like chill, maybe smoke a hookah with you. This Indian guy with beard, wearing robe, come in a room like this. His name's Amshirikyo, something like that. Bakwan. But he got kicked out of India for some reason, pretty much. Ran off. So he bought,
getting kicked out of a country he is so
some,
funny to me.
He wow. bought some land in Oregon in the 70s.
You're not even part of us anymore. Get out of here.
You can't come
and
back.
The town closest to it was about like damn Kennedy, 500. His little cult just took over the town. They had their own post office, police. They all had to wear maroon or pink.
Wow.
And the people that lived in the town was like, what the hell is going on?
And it's too late.
Yeah,
it's already happened.
I mean, they're
there. I see Joe Rogan talking about it, and I watched it. You got to get through the first episode where he's in India. It's boring. I told a dude at work one time that used to work with me. I was like, you got to get through the first episode. It's boring as hell. He's got to get to America in the second one. Then we start cooking then. But he had this woman, his second in power, Sheila, under him. She pretty much ruined the whole thing. But that's the closest I've seen it be successful. It was like 1,000 members, man, that took over Kennedy, Oregon.
I would not doubt it. Guys, I feel like we have put it in.
I mean, I'm out of stuff.
Let's do closing thoughts. April 10th, 11th, and 12th of 2025, Columbus, Mississippi, downtown, Munson Brothers, the Trotter, the Art Council, 20 to 30 Philadelphia, Pennsylvania comics. We're doing music discovery on cities, Birmingham, Mobile, Alabama, and Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And I'll have people scattered from all over the country to come and play it as well. Would you go ahead and consider that? The tickets, it's ticketed. It's not free this year.
Next year.
Next time. So be mindful about that. The tickets will go live in June. And I'll announce everybody as well.
Porch Daddy himself right here.
Yeah, main porch.
Doing it up.
Anything y'all would like to plug or tell people about?
Ric Flair. Oldest ride, longest line. Woo!
Nice.
Space Mountain. What'd that say?
Recording stopped.
Recording.
Oh, so
it's
that
parch talk.
Trying to stop. That would be dope. All right, and we have started.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.